Out and about in Western agriculture. Getting a drip system to work with lagoon water is a win-win situation for the grower and the environment. Current use of the nutrient water is inefficient and can lead to groundwater contamination if not diluted properly.
Yeah, typically when lagoon water leaves the lagoon, you're about 13% solids.
Netafim product manager Dennis Hannaford says the challenge has always been dealing with those solids, but he says not diluting the lagoon water enough can also lead to contamination, and a drip system would decrease those possibilities.
Because of that solid load, we have to mix it with fresh water. Plus, you don't want to put on 100% lagoon water because you have a potential too much nutrients. And if you're not coordinating that with the plant uptake, you're going to leach. We're applying the lagoon water as it comes out as ammonium and as organic nitrogen, okay? And so it has to go through conversion. Neither one of those are highly leachable until they convert to nitrate. So it takes about five, in this kind of weather, hot, takes about 5 to 7 days to convert to nitrates from ammonium. And that becomes leachable. So if you put way too much and the plant can't uptake it, then now we're impacting the groundwater, because in the next irrigation events, we're going to be leaching that further and further below the root zone. So we want to avoid that. So you're going to have to mix. And typically we mix 20 to 25% is about what we need to get that nutrient value with the amount of water we're putting on.
Hannaford says they're still trying to iron out the details for winter crops, but for the summer season, it should be extremely beneficial.
It becomes somewhat difficult in the winter with the winter wheat, especially if we're in a normal weather pattern where we're getting the rains, because we aren't going to be irrigating. So without irrigation, how do you apply the lagoon water? So it becomes a little bit more problematic with winter wheat than it does with silage corn, because you're irrigating all the time the silage corn. So you have lots of opportunity to put the nutrient value in small solutions, small doses.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.